welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Someone has said we may think of the Bible as a roadmap, the roadmap to real life. The Bible is important to us because all of us are traveling through life on a road which is unknown to us. And to all of us, there come times when we ask seriously, where am I going? Where did I come from? Or, what am I doing here? It is questions such as these that find their answer in the Bible. Here is the guidebook that leads us, first of all, to the guide himself, and then to his guidance. Thus we introduce chapter 11 of our course, Lessons for Christian Living. This is a correspondence course from the Emmaus Bible School. Right after today's lesson, we'll be giving you information on how you can obtain this set of lessons for study in your own home. Our lesson just now is titled, Searching the Scriptures. What should a Christian know about Bible study? Bible study must be carried on in full dependence on the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher. We should constantly seek His guidance. Here is what the Lord Jesus said about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. That reference again was John 14:26. And by the way, we try to mention each reference twice so that you can copy it down. There is no quick, easy way to learn the Bible. It involves hard work for anyone. Yet it is also true that the more knowledge of it we gain, the easier it is to gain additional knowledge. The Bible student should first of all have tools to work with. You will need a good study Bible. The New Scofield Reference Bible is excellent. The text is the King James or Authorized Version with some word changes to help the reader. Helpful notes are added to explain difficult passages. When studying the Bible, it's good to have one of the newer translations available in order to make comparisons. The New American Standard Bible is a good translation for that purpose. And then have a concordance handy. This enables you to find a verse when you can only remember a word or two in it. The three best concordances are Strong's, Young's, and Cruden's. Strong's and Young's are more complete and give both the Hebrew and Greek original words. Cruden's concordance is less costly, but only gives the English words. You should also have a good Bible dictionary. This is a book that contains a wealth of information on Bible subjects. Smith's or Unger's Bible Dictionary is satisfactory for the person getting started in Bible study. And so, having provided himself with the necessary equipment, the believer is ready to embark on a serious study of the Scriptures. The first thing to do is to set aside a definite time each day and begin reading the Bible. It's a good plan to start in Matthew and go through the New Testament. Then begin in Genesis and read through the entire Bible. Don't read so that you can say that you've been through the Bible. Read so that you will know what the Bible says. Going back to this matter of setting a definite time for your Bible study, when you do set a time, be there on time. If you decide to do this in the morning, before others are up, then begin the night before by telling the Lord when you will meet with Him and His Word. The next morning, be sure you're on time, as you promised. Someone has said, remember, the Lord will be there, even if you aren't. Try to find a quiet place. For some, this will not be easy. If you cannot find a quiet place, then quiet your heart and ask the Lord to help you. Remember, you are in conference with the King of Kings. Let's pause just now to give you time to choose a place to meet the Lord and also to set the exact time that you will meet with Him. then ask the Lord to help you in all of this. Remember, He's very interested in this too. As the music plays, why not make some of these decisions? Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're studying together a lesson on searching the Scriptures. We know that we should search the Scriptures, but so often we don't know how. And this study is a part of the correspondence course, Lessons for Christian Living. There are 12 lessons, and this is Lesson 11. We'll be giving you more information on the course at the close of this broadcast. Just before the music, we were urging you to have a definite time and place to study the Bible. One word of caution. Some feel that if they sleep in and fail to read the Bible at the beginning of the day, that the day will be a failure. Rather, we suggest that you tell the Lord that you slept in, and then ask Him to help you find a time later to study His Word. He is very understanding. When you come to an unfamiliar word in the Bible, look it up in your Bible dictionary or in your regular dictionary. If you come to a passage that you cannot understand, first try to get the meaning by studying it carefully. If this fails, make a note of the problem and look it up in a Bible commentary when you get a chance. Among the helpful commentaries are those by Matthew Henry and Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown. While we're speaking of books, another useful reference book that contains a wealth of valuable Bible information is the Bible Handbook by Merrill F. Unger. Now here's an important principle in Bible study. Compare scriptures with scriptures. Let me repeat that. Compare scriptures with scriptures. Don't try to build a doctrine on a single verse. Find out what the consistent teaching is in all the Bible on the subject. Truth does not contradict truth. Let me repeat that one. Truth does not contradict truth. Now here are some specific methods of Bible study that you may use. First, you may study the Bible book by book. In this method, you seek to get a bird's eye view of the whole book, noting key words and key verses. Another method is to study the Bible by chapters. As you look at each chapter, here are some suggested questions. What have I learned in this chapter about Christ? Even in the Old Testament, you'll find the Savior in types and shadows. For instance, Joseph is a wonderful type of Christ in the book of Genesis. Then look for the principal message of the chapter. Ask yourself, what precious promise may I claim? Look carefully through the chapter for the outstanding verse. Is there a sin in the chapter that you are taught to avoid? What example is there for you to follow in this particular chapter? And finally, note down the difficult verses and give them further study. These are just suggested questions. You may want to make up a list of your own. Another way to study the Bible is by paragraphs. You can use some of those same questions for the paragraph. You probably will want to give the paragraph a title. Sometime you may want to study the great doctrines of the Bible. This is very needed in the day in which we live. Bible biographies are interesting. I'll have to admit that this is one of my favorite methods. I like people, and the people of the Bible are interesting. And the Bible tells it like it is about these people in the Bible. We could go on and on, but I think you can see there are many profitable ways of studying the Bible. Then sometime during the day, after your study, try to discuss what you have read with someone else. This will serve two purposes. It will help to fix the Bible lesson in your mind. It will also enable someone else to share the blessing which you received from your Bible study. Remember what it says in Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and esteem his name. That's a good one. Malachi 3 and verse 16. A couple of more suggestions. Try to memorize 2 or 3 verses of Scripture each week. Begin with familiar Bible verses with the gospel in them, such as John 1:12, John 3:16, John 3:36, John 5:24, and Romans 10:9. Let me give those again. John 1:12, John 3:16, John 3:36, John 5:24, and Romans 10:9. Review all memory verses constantly until you really have them. You'll find your life enriched, and you will be better able to speak to others. The great goal of Bible study, of course, is to put into practice what you have learned. You should allow the Word to rebuke you, to correct you, and to make you more like the Lord Jesus Christ. For our last verse, let's look at Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah writes in the 16th verse of the 15th chapter, "Thy words were found, and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart." Remember, when you study the Bible, you're studying an eternal book. Everything you learn about it is an investment for eternity. So give it your best. We hope that you've been challenged to search the Scriptures and that these suggestions have been helpful. If so, write to us. And also write for information on how to get this entire course, Lessons for Christian Living. Stay tuned for our address. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.